This call may be recorded. Press 1 to...
Hello?
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Where are you moving to?
To Hilliard, I told you that.
Until you move to Hilliard, where are you moving to?
Well, I'm going to Cape Cod July 10th, so maybe just stay with the laws for, about 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks, you're staying at the laws?
Yeah.
Where are you putting our things?
Just in a, you know, pack rat, like a pod. But I told CA this week, and he said that you might want to store things from your office separately.
I might want to store stuff from my office separately?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what you want, or what?
I don't know what you're. I mean, I guess it's obviously a lot of, I don't know what you call it, expensive, like really high ticket luxury kind of stuff that you haven't seemed to need since you moved out.
Where are you thinking that I can store things?
That's probably something you should just talk to CAA about.
Why would I talk to CA about that? I live in a tiny little room. It's not like I can put the stuff in there.
Okay.
Did you and CA make a plan for what's supposed to happen to me? You're not wanting to share it with me?
No. I mean, I told him I wasn't sure what I was going to do about the items in your office because I'm trying to get this house ready for a tenant to move in. Is there something you're wanting to have happen? I'm a little, I guess I'm concerned. It feels like you're wanting, me to be responsible for your decisions.
want you to be responsible for my decisions.
Okay. Is there something specific you're wanting, like, from me?
I live with constant, extreme anxiety about everything, and a big part of that is I give you all of my money, so I really don't have any decisions to make, and it feels like you and CA have been talking a lot about your plans, and
I mean, I've talked to him once in the last 3 weeks. I talked to him this week.
Okay. He tells me quite often about your conversations, or at least alludes to getting information from you. So
I know, but that actually is indicative that he spends a lot of time talking to you. So if he brings up Aaron said, you know, 20 times in 1 week, and then 20 times the next week, all 40 of those times are referring to a single conversation I had with him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But you're, you know, you're on giving you all my money thing. I don't know. It's just a little bit awkward, I guess.
Sorry, it's awkward. I sold a camera for $600, by the way. Yeah, I'm going to EFT the money to you.
Okay. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a farce. You know, you giving me these checks when you could just take them by ViStar and deposit them yourself. Like,
took me off of the account.
Well, you have your own account.
At your request.
Yeah, but you have your own
money
account.
Money to you, not me.
Okay. I'm not really enjoying you pointing out how artfully you have finagled a situation to live in a fantasy in which I've taken all your money and you don't have access to it, because it's not true. And any forensic accountant can clearly see it's not true. It's just a charade that you're playing out for some reason. And I don't know what you're getting out of it.
You literally asked me for that.
That doesn't
make
it real.
I've literally been willing to do it for you. I'm not saying I'm
not
willing to do it.
It's
but
not real. I know, but it's not real. It's not real that you can't access your own money. It's not real that I need to be the one to deposit checks. You're just making a big show of it.
You asked me to not have access to any of our money, and I've given that to
you
because you asked me for it.
You do have that access. You're pretending.
No, I don't. You asked me to remove myself from your account, and I did.
Yes, I have one account that's not a joint account. But all of your paychecks still go into Fidelity, and we're both on that. You still have your individual account at Fidelity, and you can freely transfer between the two, as you've done plenty of times, and you know it. And you still have a ViStar account of your own. Yes. I'm just saying the fact that you've done it proves that you're able to do it. I understand that you're trying to make
a
show.
You asked me to give all the money to you, and I've done that, and I did it because I care about you, and I'm trying to show you love and grace, and there's no reason to argue about it. I'm not complaining that you have the money. I'm saying that I have no security.
You have the security because you could go and you could get all the money out of Fidelity right now. You have access to it. There's no reason for you to be so over the top.
So that you can say that I'm abusive and that I didn't do what I told you I was going to do. Like,
I know,
I'm not going to do
that.
I told you I would give you all the money. I've given you all the money. Like,
I'm not enjoying this.
I'm not enjoying it either.
So don't do it. Please stop doing this. Please. I need to move everything out of this house, and I need to move to Hilliard. I don't need to argue with you about whether you have access to our money, because we both know it. Now, you might say something different in your counseling sessions because you're processing through so some deeper levels of imagined victimization and having it set
I'm
up
not,
this way.
I'm not imagining anything. I'm literally quoting you in your request of me that I have satisfied out of love for you. There's,
I know, but
there's
it's
no
not
imagination
real.
Going on.
There's a lot of imagination, Dustin.
There's
this
zero
not,
imagination going on.
This
you
is not,
made an
okay.
actual request that I've actually granted. A,
please stop. Please stop. It's because you were not faithful to me financially that I am literally making myself homeless for a month in order for us to get in a position to be able to make ends meet. It's because you were so out of control with your spending that we needed you. We were so out of control. I know you want to spend a whole house away with your out of control. It was completely out of control spending. You couldn't stop yourself from buying nice tools. You couldn't stop yourself from buying heated jackets. You couldn't stop yourself from buying tobacco
buy
products.
A heated jacket.
You did, Dustin. You did. You couldn't stop yourself from spending money on Amazon Music and Audible. It never ended. And in order to satisfy this requirement, evidently, that I had, you just got your mom's credit card so that when you had an impulse to spend, you could still do it while imagining that you're some victim of a financially controlling wife. And if that's what you need in order
not imagining
to become psychologically
anything.
Well, you can imagine that, but it's not real. It's not real. It is real that your spending was out of control. It is real that I didn't feel financially safe with you, but it's not real that you can't access your own funds. It's not real that you need to hand me
right.
a paper check and make me be the one to deposit it. That's not real.
You told me to give you all the money, so I gave you all the money. I haven't put any money into an account
I know,
that I have access to
give
at your request because that's what you wanted.
Okay, well, that's not true. All your paychecks go into an account that you have access to. So let's just stop this conversation.
Well, I don't
now
even know
because
that because
don't
I haven't
need to argue about
my paycheck in
That's
months.
Not true. You've made transfers from one Fidelity account
I
to the
not.
Other.
I have not transferred anything. I haven't touched any money that I've earned in literally months, except for what I get
okay.
for
Well, it's
food
a good thing
gas.
That your mom finances your addictions and your out-of-control spending and your impulses, because that allows you to have this crazy victim mindset that you are being swindled by a financially abusive wife. And that seems to be something that
Nobody
you really
that.
Need right now. And so
Nobody
I'll stop trying
that.
To take it. I'll stop trying to take it away from you. It's that.
Nobody
what
said
you
that,
need,
Aaron.
And that's what you need.
But nobody said that, Aaron. Do you happen to know if CA about to kick me out of this house, or is he wanting me to stay here?
Have you asked him that?
I mean, we talked about it before. The last I heard, which was extremely recently, I was staying here. But then you changed your situation as far as what I understood to be going on dramatically. And he's been out of town for 2 weeks, so I have no idea what his response is to that. You've obviously talked to him when I haven't.
Dustin, I talked to him once.
Right. You
okay.
talked to him about your situation that has been changing dramatically, so I don't know.
Okay. I don't like how you're speaking to me. You didn't need to word what you just said the way that you worded it.
I'm sorry.
You're really being very covertly accusatory right now.
Covertly accusatory of what?
You tell me you've changed what you said you were doing dramatically. It just feels.
I didn't say that you changed
very,
what you said you were doing. I said your situation has changed dramatically, and I just found out And I.
Okay. You've said it many times, though, and it's making me uncomfortable. This entire conversation is making me uncomfortable. I'm not enjoying talking to you, and I can't understand what you're requesting from me. Do you want money from me?
Do you have any
information? Do you want labor from me? Do you want items from me?
Do you have any information about what CA's intentions are relative to my housing situation?
No, he was vague.
He was vague, like, it's time for him to move on?
No, he was vague, like, like, I don't think that we're helping Dustin.
Okay, so that means that he's
very much. Well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't indicate a timeline to me, but.
No, but.
You know what I mean?
The timeline last time was get out, so that's what I need to know. Okay.
You're treating me poorly because you were worried this whole conversation that CA is going to ask you to move out?
No, I'm not trying to treat you poorly at all. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, but that
a lot different.
Your heightened level of intensity, is that's what you're worried about?
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be intense. I'm trying to figure.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
It's okay for you to say words like, "I am worried that I'm going to be asked to leave the McDonald's residence." Like, you can say that, and then I know what's actually going on, and I'm not completely befuddled by why you're talking the way you're talking. Like, because I'll know because you told me.
Okay. I guess I am worried about that, yes.
Okay.
Because that's also in the context of you wanting to have my income, and I don't have any other income. So.
I'm not, that's not something that you have to give me. I keep telling you that that's not real, Dustin. Your money
I'm
direct
not saying that I'm legally
to
obligated
account.
To give it to you. I have done that out of service and love for you because you asked for it.
Okay,
I'll continue to do it out of service and
okay,
love for you because
not,
I love and
okay.
serve you. I'm not
okay,
saying
but,
that
but
I have a legal obligation to give you my
okay.
paycheck. No,
but when you
I
speak
don't think
to me
that,
this way about
that.
That arrangement, then it ceases to be loving and serving. So it's actually
we
not.
We need to have a conversation about it because if that's meant
fine,
to change so that we can have two households, then I need
okay,
to know
but
that.
It's not real that it's loving and serving me, and it's not real
yes,
that I have access to all your paychecks and you don't. Neither of those things are real. It's something that you do for whatever your motivation is, but when you speak to me about it the way that you've been speaking to me about it, it's not a loving or serving thing to do. It's a really, really hurtful thing to do, and I wish that you had never done it. It really hurts me, the way that you have managed to make me look really bad to a lot of people because of your decision to take that action on your part.
Who did I make you look bad to?
I don't need to answer that, and I don't choose to answer that.
Are you saying you don't want me doing that anymore? I don't understand.
I'm saying can't imagine that if you stopped doing that, I would suddenly be treated better by you or be honored by you. So it's not something I'm weighing in on. But again, you're not really doing it, Dustin. What you're really doing
is I've literally given you my paycheck for months. I haven't touched them.
I don't do that.
It doesn't honor what I've done, which is give you all of my money.
We both know that you use your mother's credit card. We know that you use your mother's credit
because
card.
Because you can't actually live without What?
The behavior that needed to change never changed. You never became transparent with me about your spending. You never learned self-control. You never sacrificed something you wanted on a given day because you wanted to save your children's college expenses. It never happened.
That's not true. I haven't.
Okay, you can tell me. That's fine. Tell me it's not true. And now I suddenly feel honored by you. This is absurd. I'm not controlling your money. I'm not taking your paycheck. I'm not stopping you from having access to them. All you've done is tried to hoodwink me.
Nobody has ever.
Sorry that it didn't work as well as you hoped it would.
What didn't work as well as I hoped it would?
Hoodwinking me.
I'm not trying to hoodwink. I haven't hoodwinked you, Aaron. You asked me for all the money, and I gave it to you.
No, I didn't ask you for the money, Dustin. I wanted
you. Yes, you did.
But not because I want money. It's because I want what's best for you. And what's best for you is to work through your addiction. What's best for you is to stop being selfish. What's best for you is to stop blaming people outside of yourself for all your problems. What's best for you is to look inward at why things are the way they are. None of those things have happened.
Well, I disagree with that. I literally go to counseling 3 times a week to work on things.
You work on how to be better at blaming other people. That's all that comes of any.
I haven't blamed anybody for anything that they haven't done, and I haven't put... Oh, my gosh.
You blame me for lies. Every time you go to a counseling session, you find a new way to turn it around on me.
I don't understand why...
Your counselor, he helps you come up with all these great ideas about what's wrong with your wife. Money well spent. Time well spent. Great job, Dustin.
I would like you to speak to my counselor so that your perspective can be heard, and I've asked for that repeatedly.
I know, and it feels very hurtful, and you already know that it's upsetting to me when you say that. You already know that it's manipulative, and you already know that it puts the burden on me to solve something that's really your problem, and yet here you are bringing it up and saying it again for the probably 600th time anyways, negating all of the work that I've done to try to help your counselors, negating all of the input that I've given you into what needs to change in Dustin. Really hurtful to me.
I ran all of our calls.
Before you said it, you thought about whether to hurt me by saying it, and you chose to, yes, hurt Aaron again tonight by saying it again. That's your choice, and you made it.
I'm trying to hurt you. I'm trying to
you
get...
You knew it would hurt, and
whatever is going on
anyway.
Between us ironed out so that both of us can at least be functional. And I'm not trying to get you to speak to my counselor to hurt you or to manipulate you. I'm trying to get you to talk to
yeah,
my counselor
you, if I,
so that they
but
can
how about if I
have
don't
your perspective.
Speak to your counselor? How about if I choose not to? You want
well,
me
you're
to
not a puppet.
You want me to feel bad about that? Do you want me to feel like that's the reason that we have problems in between us? Because I won't talk to your counselor? Okay, then it's manipulative.
That just means that
you
won't
talk
to my counselor. Whatever good could come of you talking to a professional psychotherapist is not going to happen. That's all that I want to communicate.
I know. But you're aware that saying that is upsetting to me, and you choose to say it anyways. So that says enough to me about your intentions with me. It says enough to me about how you plan to interact with me if I choose to continue interacting with you. It says enough to me about why it was so upsetting for me to be on the phone the last time I was on the phone with you and the time before that and tonight. I don't enjoy talking to you.
Oh, that makes me sad.
It was your choice, though. You said that the last time I told you that. And then tonight you decided to try to play the it's Aaron's fault she won't talk to my counselor card again.
I never
so
said
it's
your
you
fault
sad,
that
at
you
what
won't
point,
talk to my counselor.
At what point does your behavior change so that the outcome isn't something that makes you sad? At what point do you decide, okay, I don't want to be sad about this anymore, so I'm not going to
there's nothing that I can do
anymore.
That makes you happy.
You could stop telling me it's my fault for not talking to your counselor. And you could start.
You're the one that doesn't talk to my counselor, Aaron.
But that doesn't mean that that's the reason that you're terrible to me. It could be that the reason you're terrible to me is actually because you're terrible to me and not because
okay,
I haven't done enough to communicate what you do that's terrible. Maybe I've done plenty to communicate. communicate what's terrible. And maybe you just do terrible things. Maybe it's not my fault. Maybe you should stop blaming me. Maybe if you weren't always blaming me, then I wouldn't mind talking to you so much. Is this like revolutionary stuff here?
I piped all our calls through the Google speech-to-text API and generated transcripts of the calls this week. That's a lot of information. That obviously doesn't generate perfect results, but it does give some text that we can search through for keywords, which is not super easy to do at this point, but I'm going to try and make a way to make it easy. And I have less easy ways to search through them and work through the calls with my therapist, which we have started doing. I just wanted you to know that. I feel worried that the data that you think is in the calls is not in the calls.
It's probably not. There's probably a lot that I told you prior to our calls beginning to be recorded. But that doesn't mean I didn't tell you. But the truth is, like, you could just quit thinking about anything that's happened in the past and decide not to treat me poorly anymore in the future. And you can understand that trying to make me feel guilty, if you're trying to make me feel guilty for not speaking
to
your counselor, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. You know what the end result of saying certain things are, and you choose to do them, knowing they're going to upset me, thinking that upsetting me might motivate me to behave the way that you wanted me to behave all along.
I don't want to upset you, Erin. I want help.
No, but you do
I'm
want
begging you,
you do
repeatedly
want me to cause,
for help.
You do want to cause
me
to behave the way that you want me to behave. You do want to manipulate me. You do want to say, help me, like I need your help. You do want that, like that
I do need
is
your help.
Manipulative. That is manipulative. Like, what you're doing right now is manipulative. You're putting an emotional burden on me that is not my emotional burden. You're putting a responsibility on me for your behavior that is not my responsibility. If you would just stop the behavior starting right now going forward, it would be okay. But you are actively now, this moment, being terrible to me. You're trying to convince me that you've given me all your money out of love and concern for me. That is not truthful, but it is manipulative.
It's not.
There's no truth in it, Dustin.
Give you all the money. I did do it because I love and care about you.
No, you did it to manipulate me, and it didn't work.
You've been saying for a very long time that the reason that I should be able to work through this stuff with my therapist is that you've already told me I have hours and hours and hours of calls to be able to find it. It's in the calls. And now all of a sudden we have a manageable way to parse these calls, and you're immediately aware that the information that you thought would be in there may not be in there. And I need to understand.
No, that is a manipulative, harmful thing to say. You are not doing well with relationships when you speak to me that way. You need to stop. I'm not going to continue doing this with you. You used ideas about logistics of me moving out as a way to get me on the phone with you against my will. I do not choose to have conversations with you about how you supposedly are giving me all your money and supposedly don't. Like, that's not a conversation that I want to have with you, because I don't enjoy talking to you, because it feels so abusive and oppressive to me. And you also use the logistics of me moving out as an excuse to get me on the phone with you in order to try once again to make me feel like it's my fault that you are treating me so poorly because I won't talk to your therapist. I don't enjoy that. I don't choose to have that conversation with you. If you continue that conversation, I'm going to hang up. You can stop right now. And you can be done doing that for the rest of your life. And that would be a respectable, normal thing to do. If you continue, I will hang up. Are there any logistics you want to discuss with me regarding the chain link fence?
I think we should put a gate.
There's already a gate.
It's already a gate.
Are there? When you built the driveway, you didn't take down the gate.
Okay.
I think you need, you'll need a pole there for the U to clip onto, but
okay.
The gate itself is on its hinge and it's intact.
Can I still come by and look at the materials so I know if they're usable?
When do you want to come by and look at the materials?
Might as well go ahead and do it if that's okay with you.
Right now?
Yes.
It's 10:20.
I'd like to know so that I can make plans.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that you're safe to drive.
Sure.
That's not funny. I'm not okay with you talking to me like that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not okay.
I said I'm sorry.
You're not going to treat me that way, ever.
I said I'm sorry.
But it's not, I'm being very serious. It is not okay with me.
What's actually not okay about it? I don't know.
It's not okay for you to act like you're not safe. That's not okay.
Why did you ask me?
Because you're an adult and you can speak truthfully and you can say, yes, absolutely. Or, no, I'd better stay home and I'll check tomorrow morning. But you don't get to act to me like you sure not, like you're not sure if you're going to be safe. That's really not okay. I know that you do it to your mom and I know you make a lot of money off of it, but it's not okay to do that to me.
Wow. Okay. I'll drive
I'm
over
being
there
serious.
And I'll be safe. I got
okay.
You.
Are there any logistics you want to discuss with me relative to the items in your office right now?
I mean, are you moving them out this weekend or you're leaving them there this weekend?
Well, I think it would be best for me to leave them there.
Okay.
But you
I guess I will get my mom to rent a storage unit for them, but I feel worried that you're going to think that I'm breaking our agreement about not using money. But if I'm going to use other money to get a storage unit for that stuff, then I will have to use my income, which I told you I wouldn't use.
I don't understand what your question is. Is that a question?
Hold on.
Um,
What, I'm sorry, what was that?
You're saying that you want to rent a storage unit, right?
I don't want to rent a storage unit, but if I'm going to remove the things from the office, I can't put them on top of my head. I gotta have somewhere to put them.
What's your choice? Are you saying you want to make a choice to rent a storage unit?
I guess.
Okay. That's what you want to do, right?
No, Aaron, I want us to be a family. I want us to be together.
Okay,
forever.
But even if we're a family, we can't afford to live in a four-bedroom on Amelia Island. So stop it. You're being manipulative, and I don't enjoy that. We're talking about your office and what you want to do with the item.
I guess I will get my mom to rent a storage unit. It would be really good to know if one of us would be kicked out of this house, because that's obviously super pertinent to signing a lease on a storage.
You're saying you talked to him, like, this week, and he told you, like, no, we want you to stay here, or...
There was a debate about
their daughter
coming. No, I talked to him maybe 10 days ago. There was a debate about what was going to happen because they have Mitchell here now and their daughters are coming to stay. And so they were going to have me stay in the study. But then Jesse said, no, I'll stay in the study. He can keep his room. And so we had the conversation about, you know, whether I would need to move out or not, and they said, well, we definitely decided that you should stay here. So it's not like they promised me to stay here forever, but the last thing I heard was I'm staying here. However, the last time their house got busy, they kicked me out, so.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're worried about. You're worried, yeah. Well, no, the last time, though, I think they were thinking that they would just have you leave while their family came into town.
Yeah, and then while I was gone, they were like, don't come back.
Yeah, but that was because of what you were doing to me, legally, I think. They were thinking that was, you know what I mean, that the behavior was getting worse, not better. I don't think the timing of it had anything to do with the fact that they were displacing you temporarily while family came into town. I think that's two separate issues that happened to coincide last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that, like, if they're not displacing you over family coming into town, then I'm sure that means that you're fine to stay there while their family comes into town.
Can you please put these dolls in your box thing so that they're not scattered all over their house when they've got a beyond packed house?
Why are they scattered?
Well, you just put them in the garage. I live in a tiny little room that's already got boxes of unpacked or packed stuff. Like,
I can give you more boxes.
I think that it would be impolite of me to get add another box of stuff to this room if it can be avoided.
Are you talking about getting a storage unit anyways, though?
Yes.
See, this is just so what do you say to your mom to tell her to pay for a storage unit for you as a grown man?
She already knows that I give you all of my income. So,
but like, how do you explain that to her? Isn't that, like, crazy? Does she not tell you that you're crazy?
Yeah, she tells me I'm crazy. She tells me I'm crazy because...
Because what you're saying is not... It's not really...
Do you want me to pay for the storage unit with my income?
I think that that kind of question is just part of you putting everything off on me and blaming me and being dependent on me and making everything my fault. And it's just concerning that you're not able on your own to think about what's best for your children.
I disagree with that statement and characterization completely. You asked me to give you all of my income, and I am doing that.
Justin, it's not because I want your money. It's because I wanted to see if you could be faithful to your family. And you've proven time and time and time and time and time and time again that you can't. That your addictions come first.
I don't think that anybody else would characterize my mother stepping in to provide for me as an addiction or whatever.
Well, if you need a fancier vape pen so that you can blow smoke rings as a trick to impress your friends, that's something a little bit different than your children. Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Can you tell me what you said?
I was talking about you shopping for fancier vape pens to do tricks, and that being a little bit of a different goal in life than sending your kids to college. That's all.
Your vape pen?
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. Am I doing that or are you doing that?
I think that was me.
I don't think she bought me a fancier vape pen.
Okay. Well, I don't think that you're extorting money from her to put into your kid's college account. I don't think that you're extorting money from her to save up for your kids to be able to go on a nice vacation. I don't think you're extorting money from her to buy shoes for your children. I don't think that you're extorting money from her. Well, yeah, you are.
I'm not extorting any money from her.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, you are. I mean, you are. You absolutely are getting money from her.
I think you don't understand what extorting
means. You're getting money from her to purchase things for yourself because she's scared that you'll kill yourself if she doesn't give it to you.
No, she's not. Hey.
Yes, she is. And you know that. And you know exactly what tone of voice to use. And you know exactly when to be intentionally vague when she asks you a question about your well-being. How to keep her worried about you. This whole thing of you saying
none
that you're
of that
giving all your paychecks, giving all your paychecks to your wife and not being allowed to access
that
your own money. Okay, well, that is a part of getting your mom to worry about your mental health. That is a part of getting your mom to be worried that you're going to kill yourself. That is a part of getting your mom to think that you're at risk.
You want me to give you those paychecks? I'm doing it because you asked me.
You're
to
not
do
giving
it,
them to me. That's not real.
Yes, I am.
You're not. You have access.
I haven't
to that
touched
account.
Any of my money.
It doesn't matter what you're doing.
You're saying it doesn't matter because I'm. You want me to use it to pay for my expenses again?
Dustin, I'm using it to pay for the credit card bills that you ran up, and most of that goes to interest. I'm using it to pay the mortgages. I'm using it to pay the utilities.
But are you saying that you don't want me to use any of the income to pay for my expenses? Do you want me to or you don't want me to? I thought you didn't want me to use any of the income because you were going to use it.
Dustin, you don't have expenses. Like, these things that I'm saying that I'm using this for, I'm using it to pay your bills for your children.
Okay. If you want me to get the stuff out of the office, I have to rent a storage unit. Do you want me to
use my own income?
Or do you want me to use my mother's money?
That's an actual choice for you to make. And it is deeply concerning to me that you want to put that off on me.
I'm not trying to put it off on you. You asked me to not use any of my income. So I've been doing that, but now you're acting like I'm manipulating my mother for having her pay for expenses. I can't understand anything that you want.
You either hear yourself blaming everything on me. Do you not hear everything being my responsibility? Yes, you are. You make everything have to be my choice so that you can blame it all on me.
This isn't about blame. This is something that you proactively asked me to do.
Do not hear yourself.
And now you're asking me.
Do not hear yourself. Not only
yes, I hear myself. You asked me to give you all the money income.
No, I didn't ask you for all the money. I asked you to
my mother
in a financially faithful way.
What?
Okay. I don't think that you hear yourself. I don't think
hear
you
myself.
Hear yourself blaming me for the decisions that you've made for what you want to do with your money that you have access to in your account. I don't hear you taking responsibility for those choices at all.
I haven't made any choices with my money in months.
That
you
is
have to have it,
concerning.
And I gave it to you.
That is deeply concerning to me that you're still speaking that way and you're still putting everything off on me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not putting anything off on you. I'm accurately describing the fact that my income goes into an account that I haven't had touched. I haven't touched.
That's
at your request.
And you won't own it. But that's your decision. And you won't own that decision that
you're making. I don't understand what you mean that I won't own it when I'm saying that that is the choice that I've made. It's like, there's nothing
you haven't said
to
that.
Own
no,
more about
you haven't
it.
Said,
like,
you haven't said that's a choice I've made. You
yes,
said
I did.
You told
you asked me for it, and
no,
I decided
there
to do
you
it
go.
Because I love
okay.
you.
Okay, well this is something new. Like you saying that you made
said it at
that
least
choice.
20 times on this phone call.
You said that you did it to love and serve me because I asked for it, and that's concerning.
Over
really
and over and over,
concerning.
I said that,
and that part
it's
is really concerning. That's not the
what's
same
concerning?
As I'm making a decision. Like that's completely different.
Is
you
there
made
any way
the
for
decision.
That,
all
is there any way for that scenario to play out without a decision being made to do it? Like it's an action, so it takes action to occur. Like
right, but you have to tie it.
You
to
say this about everything. I'm not taking ownership of it. Like I'm living my life and making decisions. Like. The decisions don't happen from some other outside entity. I'm the one making the decision. So,
but they're all tied to me. They're all tied to what I wanted or what I
well,
wanted.
We're
to
married,
do.
And okay. Did you not want it? I'm confused. Like, you
no,
I did.
I did
you
not. That
it,
is not.
Right?
No, it's not what I wanted. It's not even close to
then
what I was
ask
hoping
me for.
Because. I was hoping that you would make a change in your behavior, and that's not happened.
That's not
you
true.
Still,
I used to control our budget. I used to control my income, and now I don't do either one of those at your request.
Okay, but your spending is still out of control, and you're still not transparent with me about that. That part's gotten worse.
What do you want from me? Like, I don't know what you mean I'm not being transparent. Or do you barely talk to me?
Now I have no way to know what you're spending because you're spending on your mom's credit card.
You never asked me to send you...
I can't because I know that
my
if I
mother's
ask you,
credit
you
card,
now I've got that hanging over my head for the rest of my life. It can get thrown in my face that I asked to see your mom's credit card statement. That's not what I want, and I shouldn't have to ask that. That never should have occurred.
That I'm not being transparent with you. Like,
exactly. So that's why I didn't bring it up sooner. Because no matter what
it
I
is
say,
utterly it's incomprehensible what you actually want. If you want her credit card statements, which I don't know if they're on offer, or if you don't.
I just don't want to be treated this way by anybody. Ever.
I was not aware that you wanted some level of
transparency
beyond what I...
Please do not show me your mom's credit card statements. Just please don't do that. Please. And I'm begging you not to. Please.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't even offering that. They're not mine to offer.
No, please. Let's not.
I'm not offering that.
Pretend.
They're not mine to
okay,
offer.
Okay, let's not. I know, but let's stop pretending that I made that request. I did not make that request.
No,
I'm
but you did
that
say
I
that
don't,
I'm not being transparent,
no,
and I don't
what
know
I,
what you...
What I'm demonstrating is that I don't appreciate you bringing up that you're giving me all your paychecks over and over and over, like it was some request I made of you, and you loved me so much.
It was literally a request that you made of me.
But the context of that was not that I wanted money, Dustin. The context of that was that I wanted faithfulness, and you've not been faithful to me.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, clearly.
I did what you asked me to do, so I haven't not done something that you asked me to do.
Okay. All right. I told you that if the conversation was going in this direction, I was going to get off the phone. And so
yeah.
I'm going to follow through with what I said. Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, if there's something...